producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've been preaching a lot today. We're opening the phones up. We'll take a lot of those calls. And I will get to a whole passel of news, like justice in Missouri burned down the town. Former FDA official warns of spooky scenarios if Ebola hits U.S. Special report, back to school mind control exposed. Kill switch smartphone bill passes in California. That's big. I'm going to break that down. Video, cop aims gun at local officials as Ferguson resembles war zone. Rancher says wild hogs are eating remains of illegal aliens. Ukraine accuses Russia of attempting false flag. Ferguson is a perfect example of how quickly the streets of America descend into chaos. That's some of the articles up on Infowars.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Josh in Missouri talking about the riots, day three of those. Hopefully they're simmering down now after the mother of the young black man who was killed calls for peace, which is a classy thing for her to do. Josh, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Doing all right, brother. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to let you know that on Craigslist, they were sending out ads to tell people to come help them loot on Sunday night. And then,
is that mainstream news, or did you find that yourself? Because I want to do an article on that.
No, that's not mainstream news yet. My dad, we're from around North County, right near Ferguson. And, we all work around here, and he was out with a customer, and they were telling him to look on Craigslist. And we went, and sure enough, it was there.
All right, do me a favor. Will you send show tips at Infowars.com, those links for Ferguson looting, since you had them? I want to get one of our writers to do a story on that. That is very interesting to show that it was premeditated. We have a clip of a guy up on Infowars.com saying, this is how we protest, we loot. And it's just an excuse for the criminal element to run around and act like a bunch of idiots. And again, as I've said, the power structure is going to use looting in this country with the welfare class as a pretext to bring total control in. What else did you...
About race, because we are the human race, and that's, the main topic we should be talking about. And you exposed that so well, Alex, and I amend you, and we should amend, or we should be applauding what the mother of the son that was killed, had come out and said, and we also should come out and say, I'm mad as hell, and we're not going to take this no more, because the globalists are running it all, like great broadcast you're having today, because you're exposing exactly what's going on. I mean, from H.G. Wells to Edward Bernays to it's all, it's been controlled for so long.
And they think the public's so stupid, and they've successfully dumbed people down, so that we fit into this paradigm where they're the elitist, the Morlocks, and we're the Eloi. And I'm saying we need a revolt of the Eloi intellectually, because freedom is sexy. We need to sell that idea to everyone instead of the tyranny they're selling us as utopia. Thank you, Josh. Great points. Listening on the free iPhone app. Let's talk to Mary in New Jersey. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to talk about two things, the young man that was killed in Missouri, and also I wanted to mention quickly something about Dr. Oz. So about a month and a half ago, Dr. Oz was called in front of the Senate, and they scolded him like a little kid, because he has exposed on his show fire retardant, how it doesn't really stop fires, it really just is toxic.
I want to come back to you after the break. I don't want to cut you short. I don't watch a lot of mainline TV, but I see the boil downs of it on YouTube. And Dr. Oz has covered vaccines hurting people. He's covered GMO being bad and some other stuff. They've come after him. And so I've been told by folks that know him and have been interviewed by him, he's now backed off. And so that's an example of how there are people that are good overall and really want to warn people. but aren't allowed to. Kind of like that CBS reporter who exposed Fast and Furious and so many other things and Obamacare and got forced out. We'll be back.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Look at some of these headlines. Military researchers are developing robot fighter pilots that fire weapons. The Obama administration has released more than 600 illegal immigrants with criminal convictions. Homeland Security broke the law. Dreamers plan to occupy Ted Cruz's office. Obama said that Hillary's Syria criticism is horse crap. And I'm altering the word from an FCC violation. He said horse. Bravo, Sierra, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, that whole thing with her saying she liked George Bush and he was better than Obama, and Obama saying he's mad at her, and MSNBC talking about it with Axelrod interviewing him, his former mentor. It's all distancing herself from the administration she runs with Bill. Total smoke and mirrors. Look, hotels are introducing robot butlers. Again, the replacement of humanity is moving ahead at full steam ahead. That's some of the news up on DrudgeReport.com. A lot of it's also up on Infowars.com. You know, we redesigned Infowars.com a few months ago, and a more, even more modern versions coming in a few months. But in the interim, we went to a new design where the whole bottom half has breaking news in a bigger and better format and a lot of new features. So be sure and check out not just the top of Infowars.com. Be sure and scroll down into all of the other news that is there on the site and all the different apps and free podcasts and political cartoons and so much more that is online at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And please don't forget, the globalists are working around the clock to try to block us and censor us and keep us off military bases and government computers and library computers and Amtrak wireless networks, to keep you from this information for a reason. We're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. Kill switch smartphone bill passes in California. And that dovetails with the rise of the robots. In an episode in 1998 of Sworn to Secrecy, the Panama invasion, that we finally found the clip of. I'll tie it all together at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Mary in New Jersey. She held over from the last segment. She was bringing up Dr. Oz in Congress. I heard he got chewed out in testimony, but I didn't see it. He did cover some GMO vaccine dangers, and I was told by insiders that were guests and also someone that works with him that they did get threatened and got heat on them, just like Ventura's show did, and he basically sings a more pro-establishment tune. But see, the fact that he's backed off now under pressure, I at least know secretly he cares about people. What really makes me sick is people that hate those of us that are trying to warn folks about GMO and fluoride and the rest of it, and then know that they're lying to people and then hate us and choose to go with the establishment and then don't give their kids GMO and don't drink fluoride water. I had the state attorney on for Maryland about 8 years ago. It was all over CNN, you name it. Remember when they had thousands of kids lined up with police dogs barking and riot police in a predominantly black area of it was Baltimore, Maryland, not Philadelphia. It was Baltimore, Maryland. And the story got real big, and parents were going to protest, so SWAT teams came and riot cops and dogs barking, and they were on the news saying, it's the law, you'll be arrested, give them the shot. And I had him on, and I said, you know, you're tricking people. There's a waiver, and that's not even for a law, and you're kicking them out of school, then letting truancy kick in, and that's how you arrest them. But truancy under Maryland law isn't applicable because it's the school that kicks them out for a policy, not a law, so you really can't trigger the criminal charges. And he said, man, you ought to be a lawyer. He said, man, you ought to be a lawyer. You're right. He goes, we even have the waiver forms up there on the judge's desk in case somebody figures it out and demands one. But they never do. He was a black guy. Years ago, I talked about it. We found the clip again and played it. It's just stunning. One of those things where, and I go, let me ask you a question. Do you vaccinate your kids? He goes, no, I sure don't. Started laughing. And I went, you just fool people, don't you? And he said, I just do my job. He doesn't give his kids vaccines. Think about that. Let that sink in. They get up there, regardless what you think about the vaccines, and they fool everybody and tell you it's the law. There is no law. That's called an organized criminal conspiracy or racketeering. Mary, tell me about the Dr. Oz grilling that you mentioned in Congress. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, I do know him. I worked with him since 1994.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I was mentioning, you know, I mean, I was mentioning folks that I knew that knew him. I didn't know you knew him. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know him, and it's very unfair. I taped the show. He was exposing things like the chicken being sent off to China for product, just like you do. And he was shocked at finding some of these things. And he does recommend natural products. He gets other doctors on there. He's one of the best cardiothoracic surgeons in the world. He's not he's not an internist, but he's interested in this stuff himself. So he gets people on there that do study. So one of the things the FDA and some big company were saying that he recommended green coffee beans from the Andes. Like they're not supposed to do that, and also that they were giving false hope to people losing weight. Well, he never says not to exercise, but there were some studies where people lost a certain amount of weight over a period of time.
I'm glad you mentioned this. Listen, everybody knows that coffee is a stimulant. Everybody knows that stimulants are what you give people to suppress appetite. And, again, they don't like a respected medical doctor who has respected people on. Big Pharma is scared of him, and they know he's a good guy. I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't want to get him in more trouble. But the system already knows that Dr. Oz knows about the New World Order. Dr. Oz knows about Gardasil. Dr. Oz has tried to get stuff on air and been shot down by network lawyers, so they want to destroy him. And Kevin Trudeau was a charlatan in many respects. I didn't want him to be shot down because some of the books he wrote about herbs and stuff were accurate, in my view. And if they could shoot him down, they could then destroy Dr. Oz or anybody else. So, yeah, now they're going to go after people like Dr. Oz because he dares to be one of the few good things on mainstream media. And I'm glad you raised that point. So we should try to stand beside him. Now they just intend for him to shut up. This is his warning. And if he doesn't shut up, they'll come after him. But what would happen if everybody started telling the truth? They couldn't get rid of every CBS reporter. They couldn't get rid of Dr. Oz. They couldn't get rid of Matt Drudge. They couldn't get rid of WorldNet Daily. They couldn't get rid of InfoWars. They couldn't get rid of... See, that's why we've all got to start our own media, and that's why we've got to support media that tries to tell the truth and breaks news. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, over the years, I've talked to a lot of people that, Dr. Oz, says he likes your show. Dr. Oz knows about a lot more. He's trying to get this on the air. So I've had a lot of guests on the show that have worked with Dr. Oz, been on his show, or done other things behind the scenes with him. And so I've always been told he's a good guy, and that's been evidenced. Let's go to Jonathan in Missouri. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jonathan. You're on the air from Missouri. You want to talk about the riots? Go ahead. Okay, we'll move on, see if he comes back. Mitchell in Oregon, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Salute from us up here in Oregon. Look at you as a colonel, exposing so much, and we're so thankful for your courage and your ability to spread the word. That's a great thing. I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of the 22-degree halo?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's a term I haven't heard of it until recently either. It came from one of our local meteorologists, and it's pretty interesting. He said that they call it the 22-degree halo now, when you can see the chemical halo around the sun. And they don't mention...
Oh, I have heard of a chemical halo because of all the barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other things being sprayed that's being added to jet fuel. Even the pilots don't know. I was aware of the rainbow halo of chemicals that can also be formed by smog. So, yes, I was aware of chemical halos. I was not aware of 22-degree halos.
Well, it's not, he mentions it like...
No. I mean, we Googled it. It is a meteorology term. You're correct.
Well, he never starts it off with how they're much more evident after we have all these clouds shaped like serpents that come out of the ends of these airplanes. I'm old school. I remember looking up at the sky and seeing stagecoaches and bow and arrows and little things in the sky. Now all we see are these, like I say, serpent-shaped clouds that exit the tail ends of planes. And they're calling it natural.
No, I know. I mean, condensation trails never lasted more than a few minutes until the mid-1990s. And it turns out there's a guy that got a Nobel Prize in 1992, I forget the scientist's name, for having an added to the jet fuel, the patents, so that no one would know what was going on. It's done at the industrial level with the jet fuel. That's why all you'll see a plane right by another plane not spraying it, and then it aerosolizes out of the jet turbines. People can look up those patents. We're going to come back and talk to Randy D. Max Madwit and others.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest-Rite for months now. Have you invested in yours yet? As you know, we live in a politically and economically troubled time. You should be preparing for an uncertain future today. Right now is the time to start freeze drying your own food so you can become self-reliant and less dependent upon others. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to HarvestRite.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from HarvestRite.com. And be sure to mention this ad to save $200 through the month of August.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 8th, 2014, gold opened at $13,1340. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,6104, $680.52 for half ounce, or $340.26 for quarter ounce. That's $13,6104, $680.52, and $340.26.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
With DeAndre Smith. And this is exactly what's supposed to happen when an injustice is happening in your community. When you have kids getting killed for nothing. When they out here minding their business doing, you can lock them up. You can teach them. You can mold them. But at the same time, you ain't got to kill them. He ain't got no gun in his hands. Why you killing him? You say Trayvon had a hoodie on. You didn't know what was going on with him. He ain't have no hoodie on. His hands was up when you shot him. So what's your excuse?
I was here. So,
I was here. I was out here. That's all I can say. I was out here with the community.
That's right.
That's all I can say. I was out here standing side by side with the community.
Don't burn the goddamn city hall down today.
I mean, I don't think it's over, honestly. I think they just got a taste of what fighting back means. Huh?
In St. Louis.
In St. Louis, the last state to abolish slavery. Do they think they still have power over certain things? I believe so, because they're doing stuff like this and getting away with it. People ain't saying nothing. They're not doing nothing across the country. They're not going for it here. St. Louis ain't going for it.
This is how they eat here.
This is how they receive money. Businesses, the taxes. Police stopping people, giving them tickets, taking them to court, locking them up. That's how they make money in St. Louis, right? Traffic, everything is all about money in St. Louis, right? So when you stop their flow of income, when you stop their whole, everything, their business, what they organize, they have certain things in a certain way, right? Secret society type of deal, right? We're going to eat and you guys are going to starve. Gentrification, put you in a certain neighborhood by yourself and see if you can starve in a proper way. It's not going to happen. Not in St. Louis.
You know, the funny thing about Mr. Smith is some of what he says has some truth to it. But it's not a white versus black thing, and burning up stores in the area will just make people leave the area and not give you jobs. I hear somebody off the corner say, let's burn down the city hall. But I guess in this country, Saudi Arabia reportedly attacked us on 9/11, if you believe the official story, so we attacked Iraq. So a cop shoots an innocent black guy, according to them. Maybe it's true. It's happened before. And so they attack shoe stores and grocery stores and people's houses. If there's a perception that a white person owns it. I mean, it's totally race-based. And then they think everybody else is race-based. Just bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. Randy in Texas on the St. Louis riot, which again is a portend of things to come, in my view. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, let me give you a little background information on the St. Louis riot situation and why I think the current violence and why St. Louis in particular may be the spark or the catalyst for civil disobedience and ultimately maybe martial law. By the way, geography is important here because it's actually North St. Louis. I know you've said South St. Louis a couple of times today, but it is important that it's north of the city.
No. I understand it's north, but they also had some stuff in South St. Louis that got burned up, according to this mainstream news article I have here in the stack. Or some shops got looted last night in another part of the city. I mean, I've got an article that says that. Is that incorrect?
Well, no. Actually, there were some threats in the more the center city. Or West City, which is more the
no, I understand
area.
It's North St. Louis. That's where they had the armored vehicles rolling around a few years ago. Remember that?
That's right. Yeah, the DOD 2 years ago did the military drills about 5 to 7 miles from where all this violence has been taking place in North St. Louis, which is the town of Ferguson. But let me give you a little background. You ever heard of Pruitt-Igoe?
Yes.
Pruitt-Igoe is a large housing project, huge housing project that was built in St. Louis in the 50s. And in about 15 to 16 years, it was completely destroyed, and they had to tear it down. And it was housed entirely by African-Americans. And they had to relocate all these people from this housing project. So they're very, very concentrated in these areas. East St. Louis is another area, but this in particular, north and northwest of this housing project, is where a lot of these black people moved to. And so it's really a ticking time bomb, if you will. And it just, when you start putting all these pieces together and starting to connect the dots, you can see that behind all of this, the feds and relocating these people and getting them concentrated and so forth and so on, you can see that, and then running these DOD drills just a few miles from there, you can see that this thing is could possibly be the spark to this whole...
Well, you know, it's funny that I just went to your call and then you said that. I'm going to come back to you after this report. I was going to dovetail the drills for martial law 2 years ago in the articles and reports we did with an Army PSYOP that was run previously and was going to make that connection, and then you just brought it up. So, Randy, stay there. I'm going to come back, and we're going to get into that, and then I'll come back to you for final comment on that subject. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in a 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTA's Late News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
North
mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face-to-face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
See, when we protest the attack on the Second Amendment, we go down and march in San Antonio, where they claim it's illegal to have firearms loaded openly. And we exercised our Second Amendment, and the police were forced to back down and admit they were following an illegal law that violated state law that trumps the city ordinance. We didn't go down to San Antonio and burn down random shopkeepers' buildings. We went in and asked them to put little American flags in the window if they wanted open carry people to come into their businesses. And every business, except one chain operation, wanted us to come in. Now, let's look at the big PSYOP. You notice that intro's been running about a year. Darren McBrain put it together. And you see clips from 2 years ago in East St. Louis where they admitted it was martial law drills with regular army, not just National Guard, with wheeled tanks driving around in the very area where this happened in North St. Louis. There's also been some stuff now in South St. Louis overnight, a few windows getting broken up, nothing compared to things being burned down. And the attitude is, you heard that protester earlier who said that he was part of it, is this will bring down the system, burning up a little grocery store, mini mart, and some shoe stores and some dollar stores, and no, they just get a big insurance check, and now you don't have a place to buy gas or go in and get a loaf of bread. And it creates these urban deserts where no one wants to locate their businesses. And then it's called gentrification whenever any people do move into the area. So do you want to just stay in your housing and have nothing around you but a welfare check? See, that's why you're between a rock and a hard place. And look, I don't expect folks, I mean, the general public, people with PhDs can't figure out the New World Order. So I'm not even blaming these poor folks that are multi-generational, you know, welfare. They, at least, though, are getting that it's part of a larger agenda, and they're talking about secret societies. At least they get what, you know, some of the general public doesn't understand. But you notice that you've got this urban warfare drill going on in East St. Louis, and they went ahead and admitted 2 years ago in the newscast that you can go watch from our article, Don't Be Alarmed, Army Trains MPs to Drive Tanks on U.S. Streets. That's one of the reports from June of 2012. U.S. Army admits troops conducting law enforcement is illegal is another story. And they're there helping the police. We shot video a decade ago of Marines in Alabama setting up real checkpoints on highways searching people. Happened a few years ago in Tennessee, a few years ago in Central California. They had Marines with sidearms doing DWI checkpoints on major highways. That was in the local California papers. I had the reporters on. So they are preparing the military to be used against the American people, not just for collapse of society, but for DWI checkpoints. Total violation of posse comitatus that's been overturned to a great extent in the last few Defense Authorization Acts under Bush and now Obama. But when you see urban warfare drills all over the country with troops on the streets and helicopters and National Guard and regular army and State Guard at the Kite Festival or at the symphony orchestra or at the football game, searching bags while the border is wide open. A real terrorist would walk up to the line of people that's most concentrated and blow themselves up there. So it's a fake threat. Our government's giving Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Our government's got our borders wide open, but all over the country now, Army and National Guard are at the Bayfest in Alabama. Or the Kite Festival in Army in Austin, Texas, just to condition you to live under this. Or at the Amtrak station with the TSA in Minnesota or Illinois or Houston, Texas. Now, I talked to Major Police Chief, San Antonio Police Chief at the time, a good guy, Ali Philippus, back in 1998, and it ended up being a national news story. I talked to emergency managers in places like Kingsville, who themselves had been in military, army intelligence, so they understood what was happening. They were told by Delta Force and told by the Pentagon, Bill Clinton's looking at martial law. This is in my Police Day 2000 film. And here's a bag of money, $200,000. We want you to take this just to show your friends, just to compromise them. They could then later claim it was a bribe and arrest them. Take this for America. $200,000 was the average bribe. They came to Austin as well. The Travis County SWAT team didn't take the money, and so they fired the head of it. Boy, the SWAT team was just blown away when Delta Force showed up like I told them they would 6 months before. They were going to every major city buying everybody off. They were laughing at me the first time I went in there 6 months later, like, my God, come into my office. It's all real, everything you said. I mean, look, this is how they take over third world countries. This is how the Nazis took over France 2 years before they invaded. They had 90%+ of the general staff, that's generals, you know, down to other commissioned officers, right down to non-commissioned, paid off, ready with new positions to run France when the Germans came in, if they would stand down. The French stood down. That's important to understand. It's the same deal. So the military is running this PSYOP. I've got a radio show in 96, 97, 98. I'm told about this by Army folks that are upset about it and others. I go investigate. Suddenly, they're coming to me because I'm somebody that will talk about it. I don't understand any of it at the time. I start getting threatened. I've got military trying to set me up. I mean, literally jumping out of the bushes when I'm at an event lighting fires and saying, "Why'd you light a fire, Alex?" So, I mean, I was like in a spy movie. I'd only been on air about a year and a half. And suddenly I got NSA whistleblowers and military whistleblowers. And so when I talk about the military, I'm not attacking the military. They're more awake than anybody else because they don't like what's happening. They know they're trying to take on the Tea Party and gun owners and veterans. They knew that before it was declassified, before I even told you, because they were going through the training. It's the command that's bad. And so suddenly they're in East St. Louis, and what they'll do, one of the highest crime rates in the country, is in Chicago and other areas where they're calling for Army to be on the streets, they'll set the precedent for troops on the streets for poor areas that are having riots as the economic depression accelerates and as MSNBC promotes race war, a.k.a. Trayvon Martin. It turned out the Justice Department did have agent provocateurs, remember this came out, down there running the whole thing with the lawyer. Just like they've got people dressed up like Klan members going to Rand Paul events, they're Democratic Party operatives, and then we catch them, so they got to back off. They're trying to stir stuff up with agent provocateurs. We've been dealing with them, you know, as of late, and it's just part of what goes on, that you're at the grocery store and somebody walks up and says, "Hey, let's kill cops together," and it's clearly a cop you're talking to. So this is what they do, folks, trying to stir stuff up. And so, yes, they could easily use a real event that happens or use an event where the cops haven't shot somebody in cold blood to hype it up with Al Sharpton, to get riots going, and then to set the precedent to have a whole bunch of Katrina-like events where they take everybody's guns. They didn't go into the 8th Ward and take the guns in New Orleans. They went into areas with $5 and $10 million famous homes and took the guns out of their safes, turned off their generators, and moved the army into their houses and handcuffed millionaire citizens with no criminal record. So they'll use the cops and others looting the Walmarts to then go to the high and dry areas where people have got power and everything, and they will take over your house. And the military didn't like it, but they were ordered to do it. So that's the precedent. Use the welfare class to be the pretext to sell the ideas of the takeover and to prime the pump, and then it's just a permanent police state that's in place. And again, the constant military drills, the constant troops on the streets, the helicopters landing at the public school is part of a desensitization program that's been going on since Bill Clinton got in office in 1993 and has expanded since Obama got into office. And I remember at the time when I was learning about all this in 1998, watching a show sworn to secrecy that was on television. It's a 65-hour documentary television series about military history and the secrets of war in the 20th century. It was 65 episodes. The series premiered on the History Channel in September of 1998, where it prevailed in its 8 o'clock Sunday evening slot for over 2 years. The series was co-created, and it goes through, and it was narrated by Charlton Heston. Now, the invasion of Panama was episode 14, season 1, with Charlton Heston, who I'm proud to have known. The point is that when you listen to Chuck talking, he's talking about how they psyoped the Panamanians before they actually invaded for a year before they did it. And then they said that the Panamanian government had kidnapped college students. But when the media got there, they said, nobody kidnapped us. It was all staged. I'm not defending the Panamanian dictator. The point was is that Manuel Noriega started talking about how our government was dealing cocaine with him and that he shouldn't be getting blamed for having a $45 million Swiss mega chalet. And so they simply invaded the country, took him over, and shut him up because the CIA didn't want that known. And used a bunch of high-tech weapons to just indiscriminately blow up whole highways of people. And, I mean, they had all sorts of high-tech stuff they were using. But the issue is they talk about how they trained to make the public and the military and the locals stand down when they actually invaded for months practicing the invasion. To acclimate and desensitize, that's what this is today. And it's gone from a scale of 1 to 100 being about a 10 under Clinton, and then staying at about a 10, 15, 20 under Bush, and then now under Obama, it's gone up to about a 90. I mean, they're doing not just drills, but real law enforcement everywhere, and training to take on the Tea Party in the drills. That's Forbes magazine, Associated Press, Washington Post, and saying their main enemy is the gun owner, is the veteran. So this is real. This is happening. So understand, this is a premeditated psyop to condition the police, the military, the general public, everyone that this is normal and okay. And remember, when this psyop first began in 1993, 94, 95, 96, people would come up to me and say, when I was first on air in 95, and say, why don't you cover the black helicopters? They just hit East St. Louis. I remember that was one of the first ones I ever heard of. Why don't you cover the black helicopters? They just crashed in Houston. And I'd go, you're nuts. That's what crazies talk about, because I was a mainline conservative. Until I saw it for myself and covered it and was called a conspiracy theorist on the news. In the front page of the paper. And then suddenly had like military guys in the parking lot in plain clothes getting on both sides of me saying, you're not planning any terrorist attacks, are you? I was like, excuse me? Yeah, because if you are, you're going to get hurt real bad. And, I mean, FBI agents showing up. I mean, it was just, you know, telling me I better watch it. I'm like, you're with it. It's just, there's a secret takedown of America that's now public. They've got the preachers. They've got InfraGuard. They've got most of the doctors. I mean, this is bad, folks. And it's not to keep the country safe. The border is wide open. Let's go to Charlton Heston, just 30 seconds from the television show where he broke all this down, sworn to secrecy. Here it is.
We were jerking them, and that's what we wanted to do. We would wake them up at 2 or 3 in the morning, and they would go on alert, and they would go on alert, and we were just doing it over and over and over again. It got to the point that when we would do them, they would not go on alert anymore.
These sand flea exercises were a major secretive success for Operation Just Cause. The Panamanians were desensitized to U.S. troop movements, allowing the Americans to achieve a greater degree of tactical surprise during the invasion.
And the whole show is on YouTube. We should find that. And I know I've seen it and have them post it, you know, tomorrow with my breakdown here. To Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or both. We're going to come back and finish up with Randy, but here's the deal. It's premeditated. It's been going on for decades. It's coming to a head. Is the big fat pimple going to pop? I don't know. Looks like it is. Okay? And it'll probably pop when they blow up federal buildings and blame it on Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality, storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
forget that this hour is brought to you by a wonderful storable foods company that I personally use, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex, 866-229-0927. Find all their specials, super high quality, great customer service, non-GMO, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. And please don't forget, until next Monday, I guess till next Tuesday technically, we're offering 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Thousands of products, films, books, T-shirts that are as low as $10 a piece, Made in America apparel, Molon Lambe bronze belt buckles, all the InfoWars Life products, from X2 Survival Shield to the InfoWars magazine that's already at cost, 10% off everything. 10% off, and that includes the discounts that are already there. Promo code 10. Now, Common Core says we can say promo code 9, but no. The computer only recognized 10 at checkout. I know it's a conspiracy theory to say 10 is 10, but it is. Well, that's racist as well. But please continue to support us as you are, as we can continue to operate and expand. I mean, if I'm going to put my life on trying to defeat the globalist, I'm going to go all the way. We will do 5 minutes of overdrive to be able to finish with everybody. Randy, I kind of did a whole jag for 18-minute segment going back to the genesis of my true awakening as a talk show host who was willing to cover real issues, learning about Bill Clinton and the proto-homeland security that he proposed, preparing to take over the states and wage war on conservatives and libertarians. Now this is all public. But yes, they've been preparing East St. Louis as a detonation point for a while. And so I'm glad that you brought up that issue. Do you have any points on what I just said?
Yes, Alex. By the way, I got DNA for us last week. I just wanted to tell you that the geography here is very important. St. Louis itself is very important, and I want to correct you. It's not East St. Louis. East St. Louis is on the east side of the Mississippi River.
I know
River.
It's north. It's north. I know. I'm brain dead.
But Alex, this is very important because
The railways.
The Mississippi River envelops three-quarters of greater St. Louis. So if there's some kind of a push or disturbance, it's all going to move from the north end of the community to the south. And to the south is where the rich people, the white people, the average people, the Hispanic, everybody else lives. And this is set up purposely. And the city where they did these DOD drills is actually between where this Pruitt-Igoe urban housing project, the greatest federal disaster ever in a housing project, and where this Ferguson is. It's right there. And you talked about the stuff moving south or South St. Louis. What actually happened was there were people that were starting to move out of that area, and they moved to the mall on the west side of town, which is south.
No, I understand. I understand. You know the area. You're informed. Try talking for 3 hours. I start getting stuff wrong. No, I know it's North St. Louis. They had these drills in East St. Louis and the north, correct? Years ago. I mean, I don't want to get caught in the minutiae. The point is, this is a key strategic area. Why was the military there before? Yes.
Well, it's key strategic because of the geography and the way the Mississippi River would basically provide a barrier for people if they were to flee. You can't go anywhere but one direction. It's very, very, very important there. And that's
no, you're right. It's landlocked, almost like a peninsula.
Yes. But the threat was to the mall where there's Nordstrom and Macy's and all these others. It was the better areas. That's what they shut down the mall last night in the Galleria.
Interesting, Randy. Very interesting points. Well, thank you for helping us out with that. Bottom line, they're preparing for martial law. I don't want to miss the forest for the trees here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3333.